some of the things that you've recommended to their to people. Give me some examples.
Well, in my book, I focus on three treatments. The first, there's actually four. The first one is the treatment that started it all. When my husband had a non-healing head wound, you know, from a surgery.
Okay.
And Silverlon, which is pieces of mesh that made his non-healing wound heal literally overnight. And then I found that the doctors, you know, called it a coincidence. So I set out to find other treatments that had all the earmarks, except that they were time-tested. They had been around for a long time, and they had treated a lot of people. The first one that I can tell you about is the one I mentioned, low-dose naltrexone. And that's kind of an amazing, amazing. Have you heard of it?
I have not. No, not that.
Well, naltrexone was FDA approved in 1984 for another purpose, for drug and alcohol addiction.
Okay.
And
that's why I haven't heard of it.
Exactly. But in 1985, a little bit after it was approved for drug and alcohol addiction, a very brilliant, curious doctor named Bernard Bahari found that in teeny tiny doses, it absolutely got the immune system to relegate itself, to boost itself. And he started using it. It's a long story. He worked with AIDS patients at that time. And he started giving it to AIDS patients in low doses, and for goodness sakes, their AIDS stopped, you know, progressing. And then...
Was that written up at all?
Well, yes. This is also interesting. Absolutely. There's a lot about Dr. Bahari's work, but he made the point. I'm in the middle of transcribing a tape of his. His widow, he just died last May 16th, and his widow gave me a kind of long-lost video, you know, that I'm going to be putting on my website on Monday for the anniversary of his death. And in it, he tells about, you know, he's got a Harvard MD, right? He was a Harvard MD. And he said, you know, before I started working with low-dose naltrexone, every one of my papers was accepted for publication. After I started working with low-dose naltrexone, guess what?
They didn't want him.
They didn't want him. And he was actually quite naive. One of my other heroes of my book is Dr. Bert Berkson, who was the champion of another one of the treatments that I'll tell you about. But he said that, you know, Dr. Bahari, when they spoke, was very naive. He did not know at first why they wouldn't publish his work on low-dose naltrexone. But he had marvelous results. And now, by the way, there are tens of thousands of patients and many doctors who do prescribe it. And it's being used successfully for just about every autoimmune disease. Fabulous results. Well, MS is the big one because there are just loads of patient advocates. They've taken the bull by the horn there, and they are out there. If you just put in low-dose naltrexone in Google, you will find so many websites, so many articles, and Bahari is a hero.
So it's not natural, though. You need to get a prescription.
You do. Now, this is something very interesting, George, because it's so non-toxic that we're hoping that someday you absolutely won't need a prescription.
I think it's going the other way. You know that, Julia. They want supplements to be prescribed.
Don't they?
Yeah.
Isn't that, you know, I understand that that intravenous vitamin C is being attacked now.
Everything is.
And, you know, that you're going to have to get a prescription from a doctor if you get anything over the RDA. Is that true?
It hasn't passed yet, but I think they would love to pass stuff like that.
So I'm hoping that it goes the other way, but I can be a little bit hopeful and maybe naive. But to me, low-dose naltrexone, just it's. You know, it may be classified as a drug, but it really is so non-toxic. I mean, no side effects.
Okay, but that's something that somebody just can't go to the store and pick up.
No, but guess what?
What?
The patient advocates that are around there, LDN just has a huge number. We actually have, I can include myself among them, we actually can help people find doctors who will prescribe it. And also, you have to get it through a compounding pharmacy and the compounding pharmacies who do it well. So this one is not hard to get. may be hard to get from your doctor.
And explain to people what a compounded pharmacy is.
There are pharmacies, George, like the ones when my dad was a doctor. You know, that you would, the doctor would say, I want X dose. And it could be, you know, a teeny, teeny dose. It could be a dose that just for just your patient.
They would make it.
They make it.
Yeah.
And with a mortar and pestle sometimes.
See, nowadays, what a pharmacist does is dispenses and counts.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. And I believe, you know, it wasn't in John Abramson's book. It was in Jay Cohen's book. I don't know if you've heard of, it's very similar sounding. It's called Overdose.
Yes.
And Jay, Dr. Cohen, whom I know also, he talks about how the pharmaceutical companies make their drugs in doses sometimes that some people, they're too high for some people. And that's when they're getting all these terrible reactions. So compounding pharmacy is a gift. It's wonderful if you can find one who does it well.
Is it old school?
Is it old school? Good question. There are more of them out there than we know. The pharmaceutical companies don't like them. As a matter of fact, I understand that one pharmaceutical company, Wyeth, has done a big campaign to get rid of them. But bless her heart, Oprah had some shows about compounding pharmacies with relation to bioidentical hormones.
Right.
And Dr. Oz, you know, you never would have expected it. He picked up the mantle. So I doubt they're going to put compounding pharmacies out of business now. She's very powerful, Oprah.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
But LDN does have to be at this point. By the way, a lot of people want it to get FDA approval for each condition, you know, like MS, Crohn's.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that I kind of, you know, having been educated by Dr. Abramson, I kind of say, I don't know, because the pharmaceutical companies often cheat on these trials. And,
oh, sure.
You know, so I'm not sure that I kind of like the idea of what I call patient evidence-based medicine. I kind of coined that term for the book. You know, if it's working on a lot of patients, I think it people should be just allowed to get it and use it.
What about some natural things? Do you get into that?
Yes, I do. I get into it with the ketogenic diet. Actually, intravenous alpha-lipoic acid is also a natural substance, and that's used for, of course, it again has to be done through infusion, you know. But that is basically a natural substance. It's basically a very natural substance, and it's used by Dr. Bert Berkson in Las Cruces, New Mexico, to treat liver disease, and with low-dose naltrexone, which I already mentioned, to treat some cancers.